Man, it's been the most interesting thing I think is you can ignore this situation that went on with the Baltimore Bridge.
That shit was crazy.
A cargo vessel slammed into a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge at 01:30 Tuesday morning. And this thing runs for 57,000 feet over a stretch of the Patapsco River through central Baltimore. Anybody see that the video?
The video was great. It looked like AI almost. Like, that didn't even look real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just the way the bridge just collapsed so easily. That shit was crazy. Like, yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said, a witness said it sounded like an earthquake.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which, you know, I guess the good thing is that everything was taking place at night, because all I was thinking about was just, of course, the volume of cars moving back and forth on, you know, across the bridge.
They had a heads up. So they were able
to communicate.
Even if it happened during the day, it would have been the same situation. They had enough heads up to where they could stop the cars from coming.
The only
people that fell in there were workers. I still can't figure out why the fuck they were there.
They were working on the bridge overnight.
I get it, but they couldn't tell them to get off the bridge. I don't get it. The fact that they're all immigrants, it's like, did y'all just not care to tell? I don't know. That shit's weird. No, for real. I could not find anything that gave me a definitive answer as to why the workers were still on the bridge after they stopped the cars from entering. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I
don't know. It was like 8 workers. 2 they rescued, 6 they can't find. Mm-hmm. And they said that water is cold.
Yeah.
They said that water is frigid, so hypothermia sets in pretty quickly. So it was a good thing, because they said it was like 850,000 cars or something passed through that bridge.
Yeah.
You know, so that is a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's only like stuff you see on a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so.
Did they say how long it's going to take to rebuild it?
Oh man!
No, the mayor went off when somebody asked him that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
because
he said he was more concerned about the people.
About the people, right. Like, he asked me about the bridge, like it's lives we worried about.
100%. Like in that moment, but I'm just saying, like at this point, you know what I'm saying? Because that was like,
at this point they're still missing, so he didn't want to talk about it. But no, they haven't even addressed that.
But
it was $1 million bridge, like millions of dollars to build this bridge. So I'm sure it's going to take at least a couple of years, right?
They said even getting the bridge out of the water is going to be one of the most, because they don't have cranes big enough to lift.
I didn't think about the stuff out of there.
Really?
Just getting the stuff out of there and getting to it. Because there's so much sticking up, they can't hardly get boats.
And that's an important.
I think it was like
bridge. Yeah.
One of the 8th most busiest ports in America, I believe.
Wow. I know your sister's out there. Did she say anything about it at all?
I mean, she's good. I mean, but one of our good friends lived kind of close to that bridge.
Yeah.
She was at the wedding, but she's good. You know, just gonna be an inconvenience for, you know, because she gotta, you know, drive, you know, the rerouting and stuff is gonna be crazy.
It's already crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Traffic is like one of the worst places in
She's like, man, it's about to get bad. So
yeah, come on, boy, you know my boy out there too. Virginia.
But no, I mean, she don't frequent out that way anyway, for, you know, no reason.
I just know all that stuff is like kind
of cool.
Oh yeah, that port, the pilot that knows the area, can navigate through that area, is you know, he was the one that they hired, because they hired these different pilots to go through these different things. So
so it was actually being filmed as the boat hit it.
Well,
they knew.
I think they had like
security
CCTV
camera and stuff. Yeah,
The power went out on the boat
twice. So it went out twice.
So they knew that it was about to be like, they couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. Because remember when we had that one part of 85 that went down years ago,
and that's just
that was just a little chunk.
Yeah,
it was a chunk.
That was crazy.
How long it took. They did it relatively quick. They did it relatively quick. But just think about, and you know, Atlanta's one of the worst places with traffic. How fucked up, bro! Yeah. Everywhere that you had to go was all the way.
Just think 85? If 285 closed.
Yeah.
Just think if like 285 crashed. How fucked Atlanta would be.
Yeah. That's like a main artery, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the video.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah, because the way the bridge collapsed, it's like a Lego or something.
When I was
a
kid, we was talking about Pensacola earlier. I think a boat or something hit the Pensacola Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
or whatever, but it didn't do that. It right. just damaged it. It just damaged part of it. And I think it kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, the Pensacola Bridge wasn't designed like that. It's designed differently.
Okay.
More like concrete.
Okay.
Not like beams and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying that that's part of the conversation now, is they're trying to figure out why it happened like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was, I watched a couple things. There was some other bridge guy that was like, well, our pillars go all the way into the ground and da-da-da-da-da. And apparently this one was built differently.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, I guess they're trying to point fingers and find
something. Of course. You know how they do.
To the, yeah. to the DEI mayor?
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
That set it off.
He's doing the best he can.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
He handling it. Yeah, he is handling it well.
And they blamed, they tried to blame DEI on the company, too, I believe. Mm. So yeah, it's weird, but to go there, but hey,
I they mean, blaming the company for diversity hires.
I think they were saying like immigrants or something, or what? Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Well, I'm sure the immigrants didn't design the fucking bridge. That's a right. stupid argument.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm about to say, like,
or the, yeah, it's, I mean, it's they something are
saying
going on.
They're saying it's a terrorist thing, of course, because it was a boat from Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to say that it was on purpose, but
you know, they didn't let the people off the boat. The crew had to stay. They have to stay on there until they get to question them. So they had been on the boat.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. That kind of makes sense. I get it, because no one on the boat was hurt.
Right.
So I kind of get why they'd be like, nah, y'all ain't getting off this motherfucker until mm-hmm. we figure out what the hell.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all know Jack Bauer at home right now.
Yeah, just getting ready. just getting ready. Like, just call me. Chloe! Damn it! If y'all watch 24, y'all get it.
Oh, man.
Damn it!
But whatever engineering architect firm that's gonna, you know, be commissioned to build the next one, they're gonna get paid.
It's the Army.
Stark
Army.
Yeah, yep. The Army Corps. Army Corps engineers. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Cause I think they were saying there was supposed to be something at the bottom, some type of I don't know exactly what it is, I don't know shit about bridges. Mm. But and I can't remember what they called it, but it was supposed to help stop that mm-hmm. from happening.
And it wasn't there.
Yeah. So but that's a whole bridge.
When was that bridge built?
That's what I was just asking.
I don't know.
We were on the same page. That's all I was saying.
It seems like even if it was built a long time ago, they could have still went back and restructured it. But, I mean, who thinks, like, a boat's going to hit? Yeah. Like, you can't really blame this on anybody.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah. What, yeah.
Who didn't charge the damn battery on the goddamn boat? Look at that motherfucker.
They say it's probably the fuel that has a bad fuel.
But who didn't fuel it right?
They got the fuel in Baltimore, they said.
They got the fuel in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm. Well, not Baltimore, wherever that is in Maryland, wherever they were in Maryland, right?
I think in the 60s, I guess right?
They got some string of bell fuel.
They started.
At what point did they know? Like, how far out was the boat when it was going out of power?
I can't remember, but I did read that it was definitely a while out, and they tried to drop anchor.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it didn't work because I guess it was too. The boat was too big, maybe. Or
yeah, it only slowed them down to like 8 miles per hour. But at that point, it was too late.
So that's true because the boat was going fairly slow. Yeah. So you got to imagine when the power went out, it was probably going at full speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess the anchor helped some.
Well, the anchor was powered by electricity, so they couldn't drop it.
Oh, I mm-hmm. thought they did drop it. So they did not drop it.
Drop the anchor.
I didn't think they got to.
Oh wow!
From the report I heard on ABC News, it was an 8 minute window that they had from letting people know to the time
damn.
That it hit.
Damn, that's not a lot of time.
No, it's not a lot of time.
Yeah, it's not a lot of time.
The bridge was built in 1972.
Yep.
It's not that old.
They started on it, looking at it in the 60s, and it opened to traffic in 1977.
Yeah, it's not that old.
So, and typically they do.
17 years? Well, technology was different back then, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't take that long.
Nah, I would assume about maybe 2 years, 3 years. Yeah,
3D print that bitch.
Yeah, and they're also saying like just the waters, you can't even see, like it's a 1 foot visual. Yeah, it's so murky. So just get it, like the logistics of that and the planning is going to be crazy to get that stuff out of there. And so y'all said there's a way to go around to get to the other part of the city?
I didn't say that.
I think there's another bridge, but
okay.
But yeah, you would have to. It's probably super inconvenient to go on that other bridge. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like New York, right? Where they have the two different, several, like, you know,
they have two major ones.
So I'm sure it's a big. You can get there through both, but it's going to be a major inconvenience, especially with a city that's already overpopulated and like. Yeah, that's going to be a mess.
Yeah, it sucks for those workers. It doesn't make any sense.
That's going to be a real, real mess. It's already bad there. Mm. Already traffic.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, yeah.
It's terrible. And, yeah, man.
One of y'all said they found two. I saw they found two as well, but I assumed that they were dead.
No, one of them.
They rescued two of the workers?
And he refused to go to the hospital. He left.
He went home. Yeah, he was like, I'm going to the crib, bro.
There's probably a number of reasons why, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He might have been undocumented and just didn't want to deal with it. But I didn't know that they were living. I thought that they found one that was passed and one was living. But that's good that they found both. Hopefully they found the other four. But honestly, if there's a situation like that, the other four might have fucking got out the water and booked it.
Just ran.
I mean, depending on their situation, I mean, you know, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, they're not even. Yeah, I think they stopped looking for them. They were like, yeah, we
did they? I thought as of yesterday, I thought they were still combing the water for them. Did they stop looking for them?
Yeah, so, I think I heard they're gonna. God, yeah, they're gonna stop looking for them.
Well, hopefully they're okay. Hopefully they got out the water and they left.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.